Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me your justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to the unjust judge says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'"
Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not lose heart. And not to lose heart. There was a widow who needed justice. So she went to the one person who could grant her the justice that she craved. But he couldn't care less. "Who is this widow who keeps bothering me? Doesn't she know that I am a busy man?" But the widow didn't give up. In modern terms, every morning when the judge arrived at his office there, the widow was waiting at the door. When he turned his computer on, the first email was from her. And when he went home of an evening, there she was, blocking his path. And he still kept ignoring her. "Why can't she leave me alone?" But in the end, he thought to himself, "I can't take this anymore. It's like being stalked. I'll give her what she wants, not because I care, because I don't, but because she might stop harassing me." Now, when I was in London, which up to just about a year ago now, one of my congregation was a lovely lady called Isabel. She was although she had lived in England almost all her adult life, she had two children, a daughter and a son. The daughter lived nearby and had children of her own, and Isabel was very close to the whole family. Her daughter, her grandchildren were a great delight to her. But the son was something different. He had been a somewhat wayward character in his youth, and at some point he had moved to the Far East. He and his mother lost contact. They'd never had a falling out. They weren't estranged. They had just lost touch. Now, by the time I arrived on the scene, all this had been years ago. And now Isabel was nearing her final years, and increasingly she felt a great regret about losing contact with her only son. She didn't know where he was living, whether he was married, had children of his own. She knew nothing about him. And quite naturally, as she got older, all this weighed on her mind. And yet, she had never ceased to pray for him. Every day, every single day, she prayed for his well-being. And above all, she prayed that one day he would get in touch. And now that she was getting old, she was beginning to despair that her prayers would ever be answered. I talk with Isabel many times about this, and on one occasion, we wound up talking about this parable. And I directed her to that thought about continuing to pray even when we were losing heart. Now, I can tell you that the story had a happy ending. Alistair, that's the son's name, eventually did, in fact, get in touch. His home now was in Thailand, and he did have some children of his own. Now, too many years had elapsed for Isabel and her son ever to be really close again, but at least a contact had been made, and for the rest of Isabel's life, they talked on the phone at least a couple of times a year. So you could say that the faithful prayers of so many years had, in the end, been answered. From one of the most persistent prayers that I have ever met. Prayer is not always easy. Sometimes it's a struggle, and there are times when we lose heart. I do sometimes hear a well-meaning person try to encourage another person who is struggling with a problem by saying, "Remember, God answers prayer." And he does. But in the face of a long-term hardship or concern over a loved one, years of enduring physical pain, to borrow the Apostle Paul's term, the words of our prayers may begin to sound like clanging gongs. And this highlights the real struggle of prayer. Prayer raises threatening issues and troublesome questions. Is there a God? If there is a God, does he hear us and act for us? And even Scripture itself admits that there is a bit of a mystery about all this. In the first 75 Psalms, that's the first 75, half the book, there are 23 petitions that confirm answered prayer. 23. Now, I got this out of a book. I didn't go through and count. 23. But in the same 75 Psalms, there are also 11 times when the psalmist asks why God took so long or why God has chosen not to grant the request. The psalmist, if you like, lived in the tension between the promise and the fulfillment, between faith and doubt. And Scripture itself is very honest about this. And no less a thinker than C.S. Lewis notes, quote, "Every war, every famine or plague, almost every deathbed is the monument to a petition that is not granted." Have you ever struggled in your prayer life for something that was so important to you and nothing seemed to happen? Have you ever struggled with the apparent silence of God? Have you ever just given up because God didn't seem to answer? "Lord, make my marriage better, but it doesn't seem to get better. Lord, help me with these struggling finances, but they are still a struggle. Lord, help them find a cure for this cancer which is attacking someone I love, but they just get more ill." And in the context of Totterdown Baptist Church, "Lord, help us find a new minister." If you have ever been disheartened over unanswered prayers, you are not alone. I'm sure every last one of us has faced times when prayer did not seem to be having the effect we would hope. What is happening in the silence? So the real question is this: how shall we pray and not lose heart? And this is the teaching of Jesus through this parable. How can we keep on praying when we are tempted to despair? when we are losing heart? What keeps us praying and praying and praying? And I find it encouraging, oddly, that the disciples themselves faced the same dilemma. We don't know why Jesus chose to tell this parable at this particular moment, but I suspect that he detected a note of discouragement in his disciples. And that's why he told the parable. The first feature that strikes me is the character of the judge. What a slimeball. He doesn't even try to conceal his utter disregard for justice. And in contrast to him stands the widow. She is powerless. She is defenseless. The religious law ordered judges and others to protect and to defend the cause of the widow. But the judge doesn't seem to much care about that either. To be honest, she doesn't fit in with the stereotype of a widow anyway. She's prosecuting her own claim with a vengeance. Most listeners in those days would have understood her to be bold and brassy and more than a little uppity, pushing the boundaries of conduct considered normal for a widow of those times. But even so, even given her persistent nature, what hope do we have against a man like this? The only resource she has, the only resource she has, is her persistent nature. That's all she's got. And she uses it, and she uses it, and she uses it. She pesters the judge by leaving messages on the first century equivalent of his answering machine. She is in his face at every possible opportunity. She grants him no peace. And finally, in desperation, the judge considers his options. After reviewing the alternatives, he decides to grant the woman her request, just so she will leave him alone. Persistence, apparently, is a good thing. But then we come on to what this parable actually means for us in our context. Some people may ask, reasonably, does this parable teach us that if we just ask God enough times, he will eventually give in? And oddly enough, I've heard that preached occasionally. Does it teach us that if we nag God enough, the creator of the universe will eventually give us what we want? Somehow that does not fit in with the positive image of a gracious and loving parent who cares about the needs of their children. And if this were the lesson of the parable, I think that Luke would have begun with another way. He would have had Jesus say, then Jesus told them a parable about how to get their own way. Or then Jesus told them a parable about how to nag God. But he doesn't. Instead, he writes, and Jesus told them a parable about the need to pray always and not to lose heart. And that is the key. Pray always and not to lose heart. And it is easy to lose heart. The life of faith is not always easy. And that's why Luke records this parable for us, to show that we can trust in God even when life seems to be a struggle. The parable is not a story about how we can nag God into submission. It is a parable to remind us that we can approach God again and again and again with cries of anguish. We can approach him again and again with our pleadings and with our prayers, and we know that he will hear us because he can be trusted. If the judge, evil and wicked and lacking in empathy as he was, eventually gave the widow what she needed, how much more will a loving father give to his children that which they need? We can be persistent in our prayers. We can be persistent because he is trustworthy and because he loves us. And through this parable, Jesus shows us how to be persistent in our walk with God. Don't give up, he says. Don't give up. Keep on believing. Don't even begin to think he is not there, or that he is distracted, or that he is not caring. God is there and he hears. And you can be persistent in your praying. The widow didn't lose heart. She kept going to the judge and seeking justice. And we are to keep going to God in prayer for every need and every want. Because God does not grow weary. He does not grow weary of hearing us. He is saying, stay with me when you're healthy and happy and your needs are met. Stay with me when the sun is shining and life is good and the wind is at your back. Stay with me when you're confident and wise and sound. But also, as though he is saying to us, stay with me when you're lean and hungry and where you don't know where the next meal is coming from. Stay with me when your health fails or an accident happens. Stay with me when all you have worked for crumbles before your eyes and the thought of getting out of bed in the morning presents a struggle. Stay with me, he says, one more day, one more week, one more time, one more prayer. Stay with me, because there is no other. This is what a story of a persistent widow teaches us about prayer and faith and not losing heart.